Blog Talk Radio.
You're going to learn how to wear his pajamas. Boy, oh boy, you can't do that because you're going to get a little cold or something else. Hey, let's see what's going on down in Beantown and some of the businesses down there.
Hey, everybody. This is Aunt Sally down at Aunt Sally's Super Rub-A-Dub Scrub-A-Dub Spoon Wash. Hey, you got troubles? Yes, you do. It's been a long, tough winter. There's a lot of grease and grime on that special spoon of yours. So give her a treat. Remember, we only use the softest, fluffiest towels to hand dry each and every spoon. So come on down. Get rid of that grease and grime. Bring your special spoon to Aunt Sally's Scrub-A-Dub, Rub-A-Dub Spoon Wash. See you soon. Everybody, this is Bucky. Remember that time that Betty and I went for a walk? It was just supposed to be a walk, and Betty didn't tell me that she started a little dog walking business. Remember how it got out of hand? All the dogs got out, and there was a lot of tripping and falling and Total confusion. Well, you know Betty. She doesn't do things small. She thinks big all the time. So Betty has expanded that dog walking business into Betty's Doggy Salon and Hotel. So, the next time your little doggy needs a little wash, a little haircut, maybe a massage, a little night in the hotel and a good walk, bring her down to Betty's Doggy Salon and Dog Doodle Pickup. That's right. Betty's added that service too. So bring your doggy down. We'll see you soon. Hey, everybody, this is Bucky. Yeah, I'm down here at the Double Dip to tell you about the big Beandependence weekend. That's right, the Battle of the Bands. Betty and the Windbreakers against Glinda and her Rotten Tomatoes. So if you've been wondering who put the bomb in the bomb-shabomp and the ramble in the ramble-lamma-ding-dong, come on, put your boogity shoes on and come down to the dip-de-dip-de-dip Double Dip. Also, our favorite DJ will be on hand. That's right, LL Cool Bean. Of course, the celebrities, Mayor Hazzy, Officer Lima, Chief Spark, even the boys from the garage, Boss, Batty, and everybody's favorite Robo. Of course, I'll be here, too. So come on down. Put those boogity shoes on. Rebelama ding dong ding dong ding at the Double Dip this weekend. Betty and the Windbreakers versus Glinda and her Rotten Tomatoes. See you there.
Wow. Boy, a lot of goings on down there, huh? Hey, and talk about that little dog walking business that Betty's got. You know, let's go back and listen to how that whole thing started.
Well, boys and girls, it's Sunday afternoon in Beantown. And after a hard week's work at the Beantown garage, Bucky's ready for a beautiful walk with Betty. Let's see what happens.
Oh, Betty, I'm so happy you decided to come for a walk today. It's
beautiful. I thought you really needed it.
Oh, I needed this, Betty. I've been, you know, way too much stress lately over your. It's inspection time at the garage, and when, you know, Boss has been taking in a lot of spoons, and, you know, again, I've been working a lot on Victor, and just a simple walk.
Yeah, everybody needs a day just to take a nice walk and relax.
And the sky is beautiful.
It's such a beautiful day, Bucky.
Yeah, you know, boy, I love the botanical gardens. Every time we walk by here, I love that, you know, that big statue of the giant. I mean, that's just really magnificent, you know, the fact that we have an actual statue of the giant, you know.
You did a good job on that.
Oh, he's beautiful. And then Jack is, you know, really, that's, you know, he's standing there with the axe by the beanstalk.
Oh, he's so muscular, so handsome.
Yeah, that was Jack. You know, he was the one who chopped down the beanstalk and saved the town from the giant. And now everybody knows in Beantown that we're all descended from that one beanstalk, which came from the beans that Jack sold, for the cow, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of history just by looking at him right
now. I
know,
it's really
nice. Beantown has a lot of history.
Boy, this is great, Betty. I'm just, again, it's so relaxing.
I know. I'm just so glad that, you know, we're just taking a nice,
lazy walk.
You mind if I stop in the library?
Sure, go ahead. You know, I'll be fine.
I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll just wait out here and get some sun.
Hey, Bucky, look. What? This is Larry.
Wait.
The lab.
Yeah, it's a dog.
Isn't this great? He's so handsome.
Libraries have books,
dog.
Betty. Look, libraries have books, not
look,
dogs.
Look, give me love.
Since when can you take a dog out of the lab?
Well, it's Loretta. Loretta's dog.
Loretta the librarian?
Yeah, Larry with a limp. He's a lab. Look, he's giving me love.
I see
he's
that.
Licking me.
Yeah, I see Larry's licking you with love from Loretta the librarian.
So,
terrific.
I love dogs.
I know you do, but I thought...
Hey, I'm going to go into the bakery.
What are you going to do there? Is this Benny's? Benny the baker?
Yep, I'll be right back.
All right, I'll wait you.
Hey, look, this is Barney, the boxer.
What? Wait a minute, it's another dog, Betty.
I thought that it would be great if Larry met Barney. They could be like friends.
Yeah, well...
We wouldn't want to just walk one dog, right?
Well, I was happy
Oh, Barney, stop smelling Larry's butt.
Oh, boy, this is so...
Can you kind of pull him apart?
All right,
Bucky?
I got him. I'm pulling him apart, Betty.
Barney's got a great blue collar, doesn't he?
Yeah,
it's
terrific.
Full of bling.
Okay, great, sure. Okay, I thought it was a simple walk, but now we got two dogs. What are you doing now? We're at Sylvia's.
Here's Sabrina.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
The husky from Sylvia's salon.
You went into Sylvia's salon to get a
saliva. She's got a lot of saliva.
Oh, boy. Patty, that's just three
dogs. Her saliva's getting on Barney while Barney's sniffing Larry's butt again.
Oh, I know. What happened to a simple day with the lawn?
Oh, Larry's taking a big load.
Oh, my goodness.
Get over it, Lance. Larry got a really big...
If you got a bag, I'm going to have to pick that up. We can't leave that there. You know, if Officer Lima sees that...
Well, run in the hardware store.
All right, just don't come back.
Yeah, Hank's Hardware.
Just get a bag, Betty. Just don't come back with any dogs, all right?
This is Henry. He's
another
Irish
hound. Betty.
He's really hairy.
Henry, the Irish hound, the hairy Irish hound from Harvey's and Hank's Hardware. Okay, Betty. That's fine. How many dogs have we got now? Four?
We got four.
Four dogs, whoa. Betty.
Oh, Barney, stop that.
Oh, boy. There
they
go.
Oh, no.
Get off of there. Get off of there. Okay, look. All right. Now, Betty.
I have to go into Kathy. Kathy's place.
We're at the Cocoa Cafe?
Yep.
What for what? What are you going
to
do?
We have to pick up Candace, the collie.
Oh, my God. Betty, really?
They're all... Oh.
One, two, three, four, five
dogs. Thank you,
dogs.
Kathy. Hey, look,
five
they all
dogs.
Love each other. Oh,
five.
Larry, stop doing that to Candace. Oh, Larry.
Are you hungry? This is Candace.
Larry's got a limp, but he sure gets around.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, listen.
This is Daniel, the Cocker Spaniel.
What'd you get Daniel, the Cocker Spaniel? I mean, he's just...
I know, he was just walking around. He just read it on his collar.
Let him join the party, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm getting a little hungry. You want to go in the Sandy's sandwich shop? You know, I'll hold the dogs.
You hold the dogs while I run in and get a sandwich for us.
Okay, thank you. That'd be great. A little break from all these. Why didn't she didn't tell me about the dogs?
Hey, look, this is Sally. Meet Sally.
What's that?
Lucky.
Sally from Sandy's.
Shih Tzu.
Sally the Shih Tzu.
Yep.
Oh, my. Betty, how many's that now? One, two, three, four, five. We got
Sally's
six
so
dogs.
Small.
Six dogs in this...
Oh, no, Larry. Leave Sally alone.
Yeah, I can see that, boy. Let me pull him apart here.
Oh, look, Sabrina's smelling Sally's
hey,
butt now.
Wow.
Oh,
really...
my gosh. There's a lot of being pointed at you, Bucky.
I know. I'm not the one responsible for
it. Can you try to make him be quiet?
I'm working on it, Betty. I'm working on it.
Larry wants Larry wants Barney.
I can
and
see that.
And then he wants Sabrina.
I only got two
hands
here.
Oh, my gosh. They're getting tangled up into each other.
Okay, look. We're right by...
Watch out.
We're right by Dr. Dan's...
I have to pick up Daisy.
What? What do you mean, Daisy?
Daisy the Dash Hound.
Daisy's a Dash Hound? Dr. Dan has a Dash Hound?
Yeah. When he found out I was going to pick up Sabrina, he's asked me to pick up Daisy.
Oh, my God.
Don't you like my new business?
One, two, three, four, five. What do you mean business? You didn't tell me
I picked up a dog walking business.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, if it wasn't for all this poop, this would be a great business.
I know, but that's the part. They do that. And you got to pick it up. I need a bag here. You know, this is getting worse and worse. It's just never stopping.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Flo.
What do you mean? What do you mean,
Flo? It's Fritz, the foxhound.
Fritz, the foxhound? Where'd you get Fritz?
From Florence's shop, flower shop.
Oh, Betty, you know, when is this going to end? It's going crazy. I mean,
oh, no, you're getting tangled.
I'm getting
all
tangled,
no,
Betty.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your butt just went
right
at the
butt's
dog.
In my pole, Betty.
Oh, you're not going to ride your butt. We can't ride together with that on you.
Well, boys and girls, that was far from a beautiful walk, wasn't it? Poor Bucky, all those dogs, and Betty's business. I think she bit off more than she can chew. Stay tuned.
Wow, that was not a good day, boy. I'm still not really recovered from that. You know, I kept telling Betty, you know, come on, put the dogs down. I mean, you know, how many put dogs? You know, the big thing was a surprise. She didn't tell me anything about it. And now she's got a big salon. And she's got a big doggy hotel because that's the main thing. Everybody's got to bring their doggy to the little doggy daycare center, the doggy walking. And she gave me a job. Betty's over there. She's got the shears and you know, and the comb. And she makes all the dogs pretty, puts bows on them. And, you know, and me, what do I got to do? I don't even get to walk the dogs. I just get to pick up the poop. And not so happy about that. In fact, a little ooby-dooby over that.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I want to be there. Ooby-dooby. Ooby-dooby, ooby-dooby. Ooby-dooby, ooby-dooby.
this is Bucky from Beantown. Hey, are you in love with your car? Well, you will be if you go to the Albrecht Auto Group. Infinity of Norwood, Marlboro Nissan, Milford Nissan, Marlboro Auto Body, and any Woburn Foreign Motors location will bring you to the Albrecht Auto Group, proud sponsors of Beantown Pals. And when you leave the lot, you're sure to be in love with your car. This is Bucky from Beantown. Maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, come on down, and, you know, those guys at the Albrecht Auto Group always treat you right if you're looking for a new spoon vehicle or maybe even a car. Well, you know, some of you beans out there got a birthday today, so let me just wish you a happy birthday with the Beatles. So, listen, I had a few calls. Oh, by the way, our call-in number, if you're out there, is 347-996-3903. And don't forget to visit our website at www.beantownpals. That's BEANTOWNPALS.com. Yeah, and we got a lot of great new things over there. Our buddy, Paul Elwell, you know, he's our webmaster, and he's doing a heck of a job on that thing. So, come on by, and, you know, listen, I want to wish a special happy birthday to Carolyn. She sent us an email, and also to Chucky. Hello, Chucky, how are you? Happy birthday to you, and Robert, and we have, oh, Jasmine, it's her happy. I see that they're coming in like crazy right here. We're getting them on our website. Look at these. Oh, okay, so happy birthday, and I hope you guys got a lot of cake, and, you know, I don't know what kind of games you guys playing over there in human land, but over here in we play pin the bean on the pin the tail on the bean, you know, sometimes we got a bean donkey, and you know, it's just so much fun, birthdays, don't you think? And speaking of that, Bucky and Betty, you know, there was a recent birthday for Bucky recently, and it didn't, well, let's hear what they did for me. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Well, boys and girls, Betty's pretty geared up today. She's planning a surprise birthday party for Bucky. And she's invited Boss over to help her with the decorations. Let's see what happens.
Hey, Betty. Thank you so much for bringing me by to help out with Bucky's birthday party.
Well, thanks for coming, Boss.
Yeah, it's going to be a real surprise. You think it kept it so that it will be a surprise for him?
Yeah, I don't think anybody said anything to him.
Well, you know, I told him that he had to work a little overtime, so it'll give us extra time.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, because I didn't know how to keep him away from coming over here today.
Well, you know, I told him to put a few extra things there on Victor, so I think we'll be all right. I think we got plenty of time.
Yeah. Hey, while you're here, can you help me blow up balloons? I only have 300 more balloons to blow
300?
Up.
300? How, you're not going to blow them up by breathing into them, are you?
No, I have a helium tank.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, here, hold the balloon.
All right.
And put it on the nozzle.
Okay.
And push down on it.
Okay.
And blows up the balloon.
All right, like this?
Oh, that's really good.
Okay, then what do you do?
Wait, before you tie it, I want to show you something.
Well, go ahead.
I'm going to... I'll suck in the helium, and then my voice changes. Watch this.
Hey, boss, thanks for coming to Bucky's birthday party. We got a big birthday party. We have 295 more balloons to blow up.
What, you like that? Hey, do you want to try?
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Betty. I couldn't believe that you sounded like that.
Yeah, I love doing that.
Don't tell me that was the helium. That was you. You want? I can try it?
Yeah, blow the balloon up.
This can't possibly do that. Okay, what do I do? You just kind of breathe in?
Yep, breathe it in.
Okay.
I see. Wow, is this really me talking like this? Hey, heck, what the heck? Wow, Betty, this really is that helium, isn't it? I kind of like this, Betty. This is good. The party's already started.
Gosh, you sounded really good.
Well, Sagas, I just couldn't believe that was my voice coming out like that.
Yeah, boss, you sounded really fun.
Okay, hey, Betty, you try it one more time. I want to see how you sound again.
Yep, you know, watch this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take a really big breath.
Okay, go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bucky. Happy birthday to you.
Betty.
Was that really awful?
Oh, Betty, stop. Hold on. That was the funniest happy birthday I've ever heard in my life.
You should sing happy birthday.
Can I try that?
Take a deep breath, boss.
All right, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bucky. Happy birthday to you.
Well, Betty, that was really fun.
Boss, oh my goodness, you sounded so funny.
I gotta admit, I loved it. I was funny. I wish I could just turn that on when I wanted, you know, get a couple of the customers.
Oh, no. Bucky's going to be here in a few minutes, and I haven't even wrapped up his presents. Can you pass me the tape, boss?
Okay, yeah. Here you go, Betty.
Hey, look what I got him. I got him this picture frame with Victor.
That's beautiful.
And a hubcap.
Wait a minute, look at that. Is that the picture of him and Victor?
Yeah, he gave it to me for my birthday.
Wait a minute, let me understand something. You're giving Bucky a picture of him and Victor that he gave to you?
Yeah, he loved it so much that I want to give it back to him.
Well, but you're right. I was surprised he actually gave it to you, buddy.
Yeah, and every time he comes over, he always says, "Wow, I can't believe I gave that to you. I must really like you because I really missed that at my place."
You know, Betty, I never heard anybody giving back a present somebody already gave it to him.
Well, he seemed to like it so much that I know it's going to make him happy. And look at this big, heavy hubcap that he was going to melt down and make me a bracelet.
Is that the one he told me
about?
And
he never did. So I thought, you know, maybe he could melt it down and make himself a little knick-knack.
I don't know if Bucky's really going to get into getting his presents back, Betty. But, you know, if you think so.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of people ever give their presents back to somebody. And I thought, wow, that's kind of original.
I could see what comes of that.
Oh, look. It's really... Can you lift this hubcap while I put the paper into there?
Yeah, spirit of heaven. All right.
Here we go.
All right. Wow.
Wow, that's really takes up a lot of paper. Yeah. Did you... Boss, did you see the piñata?
Yeah, piñata. I love piñatas. What you got in there? What you got in there? You got some candies and stuff and...
Yep.
Yeah,
I got molasses treats in there and jelly beans.
We're all going to give that a bit. How about, what is that, pin the tail on the bean key? Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good game. And
I love that one.
Why you got all these chairs lined up? What is that?
Oh, we're going to play musical chairs.
Wow, our beans playing with musical chairs. That's going to be really something. Hey, Betty, I think this looks like Buggy coming up the...
Oh, everyone, okay. Everyone!
Hey, give them all balloons, Betty. Give them all balloons. We'll all sing happy birthday.
Yeah, everybody.
Okay.
Everybody grab a balloon.
Okay.
And we'll all sing happy birthday together.
Everybody.
And Buggy, while we suck in some helium.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, breathe.
Hey, Bucky, wow, you look really surprised. It's your surprise birthday party.
Hey, Betty. Thank you so much, everybody. I didn't see
Yeah, everybody's here.
Wow, this
from
is
from B-Town.
Hey, boss, thanks for. I mean, was this why I had to work overtime? This is really something else.
Yeah.
Wow, we got Callie's here and Kim and all the people from the garage and some of the. Wow, thank you, Betty. This is really.
Bucky,
wow.
You look really surprised.
I am. Yes, I didn't expect this, Betty.
Yeah, we got presents and a beautiful cake.
Wait a minute. What's that big present with a lot of paper on it over there? What is that?
Oh, that's that hubcap you gave me. Oops.
Oh, what do you mean the hubcap? That's the one I gave
Remember
you?
Remember you gave me a Mama Facioli that night?
You didn't like it, Betty?
I can't believe I just spilled the beans.
Oh, boy, and you're giving it back to me.
That's, yeah. Isn't that really sweet of me, Bucky?
Yeah, I guess so.
On your
Betty.
Special day.
Okay, thank
you. Oh, Bucky, I can't believe it's your birthday
I know.
Again.
Wow. What else? What's that other package you got there? What's
oh,
in there?
Oh, do you want to open it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Let me see.
Open the present.
All right. You don't mind if I pull the ribbon and go like,
no, oh. Isn't it really pretty blue, isn't
see.
It? I did that myself.
Paper. Look at this. Wait a minute. This is a picture of me and Victor.
Yeah. You look surprised.
Is this it's a copy of the one that I gave you?
Yeah, you gave it to me for my birthday.
You're giving it back to me?
Yeah, aren't you really happy? I know how much you liked it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. I can't believe how thoughtful I've been.
Yeah, really, yeah, that's really thoughtful.
Yeah. If you give me anything else and you really like it, it saves me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh,
I can see that, Betty.
I can't get really creative.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Betty.
Bucky,
Betty, is the cake new or did it? Was it the cake I brought you?
Yeah. How old are you now, Bucky?
I'm gonna be 15. I am 15. I guess.
Yeah, you look really good for 15.
Thank you. Well, can I get to blow out the candles anyway, Betty?
Yep.
Okay, here I go. Ready? Okay. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming. And Betty, I really like my presents back. That's really nice.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, here I go.
Buggy, now that you blew out the candles, what do you wish for?
Well, Betty, I hate to kind of take this to you and everybody that's here, but I kind of wish it was my birthday.
What? Wait a minute, Bucky, it's not your birthday?
No, Betty, not even close. It's like 3 months away, Betty, and I'm sorry to spoil the party for everybody, but I wish... That's what my wish was. I wish it was my birthday.
Well, can I take those presents back, Bucky, and just
please,
give them to you the next time your birthday rolls around?
Yeah, well, you know, then I'll know what to expect the next time you give me a surprise party.
Yeah,
really not,
you can just act surprised.
When it's not my birthday.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, everyone.
All right,
hey, everyone, since it's not Bucky's birthday, does anybody want some cake?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll pretend.
Well, as usual, things never go as expected in Beantown, do they? Betty planned a surprise birthday party, gave Bucky back all his presents. Boss was all excited with the helium. The party was singing happy birthday. And guess what? It wasn't Bucky's birthday. Well, it was a surprise, wasn't it? Stay tuned.
Well, you know, I'll never forget that there. I guess I had it coming. You know, I should have thought about it that, you know, Betty wouldn't be excited about a hop. You know, even though I promised to make her a bracelet, you know, I was busy, and I forgot to do that. And then, of course, you know, I suppose it was kind of silly for me to give her a picture of myself and Victor. You know, that's not really a present for the person, you know. I mean, you know, so anyway, I got to think these things over. In fact, you know, I sometimes, well, this song kind of explains it a little bit, you know, that, to, you know, Betty was probably wondering if I kind of love her or not. You know, maybe that's what was going on.
You broke my heart, because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
You know, sometimes it's just not easy, is it? This love game is very interesting. Well, anyway, let's see what's going on.
Hey, everybody, this is Boss down at the Beantown Garage, inviting all your beans to come down and get your spoons inspected. Yeah, it's inspection time down here in Beantown, and you want to get here early to avoid the line. And don't forget, your spoon is in good hands with our talented team. We got everybody's favorite up-and-coming spoon racer, Bucky.
Hey, everybody.
And our diagnostic expert, Robo Bean.
Hello, Beans. I am at your service.
And of course, rounding out the team is everybody's favorite, Batty. You want to say something, Batty?
Okay, Batty. Maybe some other time.
So come on down for our inspection special. That includes tune-up, lube, tire rotation, just 49 legumes. Limited time only.
Hey, Beanathoners. This is Apostle Fajoli. Broadcasting live here in Beantown, down at the Church of the Holy Beanstalk. This Sunday, we invite you all down for the sunrise service here at the Beanstalk Church. We're going to be reading from our Bean scriptures on how to overcome your giant fears. Everybody's wondering when the giants are going to come back. Instead, we want to teach you how to use your Bean, trust your heart, and build your character. So you don't have to worry about the giant coming back, eh? And as a special musical attraction, Beantown's own opera maestro, Enzo Cannellini, is going to be here to sing hymns and play the organ. Come on down. This is Sunday, Holy Beanstalk Church, sunrise service. See you then, eh?
Well, so everybody, I'm going to be there. So I love Pastor Fajoli. You know, he's a really good guy. And, about this love thing. You know, I just was down at the Crock-Pot the other night, and I did a thing about, trying to find companionship, you know, and it just doesn't seem to work out the way you hope it would. So, anyway, let's go down to the Crock-Pot and see what I did.
Hey, boys and girls. Bucky's down at the Crock-Pot trying out his new stand-up routine. Let's go down and see what happens.
So the other night, I'm in my bean pot, and I'm kind of all alone and lonely, so I decided to get on my computer and surf the net, and all of a sudden, I came on this site called damselsindistress.com. It was for females who were kind of desperate, so I figured, hey, Bucky, you know, you got a chance here. So I got on, and all of a sudden came on this profile that said Snow White. So I tried to connect, but all I got was an error message that said that I was on a PC, and in order to see Snow White, I needed an Apple. So I got a little frustrated and decided to let off a little steam. So I went out and beat up the fiery dragon next door. The next day, I found out it was my neighbor's gas grill. So I felt a little guilty, so I went down to Home Depot to replace it. And when I got there, I saw three little pigs in the construction department. One was buying bricks, and the other was buying lumber, and one was buying straw because it was on sale. And the other two told him he was silly, so he cried, wee, 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 all the way home. We were all doing okay until we walked into the garden department and saw a big bad wolf buying a giant huff and puff leaf blower. So the pig with the brick says, I think I'm okay, but if I were you, I'd upgrade my home insurance. And that pig cried, wee, 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 all the way home. So I got in my spoon and I drove downtown to the hood. Well, to be specific, it's Little Red Riding Hood. It can be a little rough, but it's where my grandmother lives. So my grandmother was just coming back from a date with a rapper known as the Big Bad Wolf. You know, the one with the latest hit single, Huffin' and Puffin', you know, Till I Blow Your House Down. And all of a sudden, I ran out of gas, so I got on my cell phone to call a taxi. Instead, a giant coach pulled up with four coachmen. We got about a block before it turned into a pumpkin. So now I'm standing on the street with this pumpkin and a glass slipper on my foot. Next, a Lamborghini pulls up with a prince in it, and he's got the other one. So he says, jump in. So I did. And I said, what kind of prince are you? And he said, I'm not. I'm an artist formerly known as Prince. So now I'm staying in his place. It's a gated community known as Happily Ever After. And it's kind of nice because it keeps out the giants, wolves, and dragons. And the best part, it's right next to that gated community where all the damsels in distress live. But they got a giant fence that keeps us out. And we got a lot of glass slippers that we just ordered. So it's not working out so good for us. So the next thing is I get a phone call from my mother telling me she threw out all the beans I got when I sold the cow. And now we got a giant weed problem in the backyard. And I went home and investigated. Sure enough, it was loaded. So I climbed to the top to see how bad it was, and I ended up in the clouds. And so there's this giant castle right in front of me. And so I said to the groundskeeper, hey, who lives here? And he says, it's a sleeping giant. And I said, that's what I thought you were going to say. And I said, I suppose next you're going to tell me that he's got a giant goose that lays golden eggs. And he said to me, not only that, he's got a harp that plays all by itself. And all of a sudden, I get goosebumps because I hear this voice saying, fee, fi, fo, fum. And I'm thinking, hey, Jack, it's time to run. And so I hate to admit it, but I cried, wee, 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 all the way home. Hey, that's all my time, folks. Thanks a lot.
Boy, that Bucky sure is one funny guy, huh? Talking about Snow White and damsels in distress and pumpkins and princes and then finding out that all of the beans were tossed away and he ended up in a castle in the clouds with the giant and the goose that laid the golden eggs. Pretty funny stuff. Well, stay tuned.
Jumping little record, I want my jockey to play. Roll over, Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over, Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over, Beethoven, they're rockin' in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over, Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over, Beethoven. I roll over, Beethoven. I roll over, Beethoven. I roll over, Beethoven.
And girls, thanks so much for tuning in today. That's our show. And, you know, remember, you know, just, you know, roll over Beethoven. You know, we hope you have a great week, and we hope you do a lot of good things. We hope you study hard and play hard. Don't forget to play hard and go out and play outside, all right? Because, you know, it's okay to play, you know, on your computer, but, you know, not all the time. So, you know, get out there and do your thing and, you know, always get on the bandwagon. You know, that's the cool thing. In fact, I think we'll go out today with Joni Leeds, our friend. And I just love Joni and her music. And you can check her out at Joni. Just Google Joni Leeds. And, you know, it's really something else. Well, here we go. Remember, jump on the bandwagon with your friends. And make sure it's going to the right place, though. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. See you next week.
One, two, one, two, three.
Get up, get on the bandwagon. Just get up on it. Get up, get on the bandwagon. Just get up on it. Get up, get on the bandwagon. Get up, get on the bandwagon. Get up, get on the bandwagon. Get up on it.
I brought my voice today. Get up on it. I'm gonna make some noise today. Get up on it.
Get up, get on the bandwagon. Just get up on it. Get up, get on the bandwagon. Just get up on it. Get up, get on the bandwagon. Get up, get on the bandwagon. Get up, get on the bandwagon. Get up on it.
I brought my banjo today just to get up on it. I can begin strumming all day just to get up on it.
Why don't you stick around and hear me play? Just
get up on it.
Here
here I go, here I go.
Build your character in Beantown.